The Commonwealth Games closing ceremony is underway at Birmingham's Alexander Stadium. It began with an homage to the city's place in the Industrial Revolution, with dancers carrying levers and bricks and chimneys, stoking the crowd's enthusiasm with this old banger from Dexy's Midnight Runners. Just letting this run. I love this song. Right now, athletes from every participating country are assembling at the stadium, if that's what athletes do. The New Zealanders are being led by Aaron Gate, who won 4 gold medals. He's the flag bearer, or Te Pau Hapai, and he says it's the icing on the cake.
I was just fizzing when Nigel rang me and gave me the opportunity. I was like, okay, I'm going straight on Skyscanner to book a new flight now and go home a day later so I can stay, because it's not something I could miss for the world. So, really looking forward to even just being at the closing ceremony full stop, and to be there with the honour of leading it is pretty cool too.
Let's go to Felicity Reid, who's at Victoria Square in Birmingham. Kia ora Arnor, good morning again to you. Felicity, what's happening?
Kia ora, Gon. Yeah, this crowd has been really getting into it. As you were mentioning that Come On Eileen song, we had some dancing, then we had a bit of UB40 and that red wine got a bit of a sing-along going. We have watched the athletes actually come in with the flag bearers, with Aaron Gate leading New Zealand. And the New Zealand team, the BBC feed has been playing it for all of these people out at this fan zone in Victoria Square. And from when New Zealand came in, they got a bit of a mention on that commentary feed about how well New Zealand had done at these games. And the lady who was commentating had actually congratulated the New Zealand team in Te Reo. And obviously the biggest cheer came for that England squad as they all came in as well. But I think everybody's sort of warming into it, and as even the athletes look like they are. And I understand the New Zealand athletes, if you want a bit of a athlete eye view of what has been going on inside the stadium, they have taken over the official New Zealand team social account, so probably go on there and see what they're looking at as well.
It's been a remarkable Commonwealth Games for the New Zealand team, hasn't it?
It really has been. I mean, that record medal haul for us, nearly 50 medals, but 49 in total, but it is those 20 gold medals. I mean, I guess nobody or any sport, or not even Nigel Avery and the New Zealand team, would have been expecting that kind of result from a games like this. And especially a games perhaps done under times like COVID, where some of these athletes coming into it maybe didn't have the best preparation, whether they caught the virus themselves or whether their competitions got cancelled because of it. And we just didn't really know what maybe some of them would be able to turn out. But I think New Zealand would probably be pretty pleased with what they have got from it.
Indeed. And what about you, Felicity? You've worked very hard. Are you going to join in the partying?
Oh, it's going to be hard to ignore this party atmosphere. These people seem pretty convincing.
Pull out that RNZ. Look, I'm going to give you approval now to pull out that RNZ credit card.
Thank you. I'm sure my boss is listening to this.
That's right. I'm not authorised to, but yeah. Call it your maharahara. No worries, mate. All right, haere tonu tātou, we better move on. Felicity Reid there from Victoria Square, getting into the spirit of the closing ceremony.